This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that 139 more people have died from the coronavirus. That brings the death toll to more than 1,650. Meanwhile, Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reports the United States and Japan are working to evacuate U.S. citizens from a stranded cruise ship that's been docked in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining that Beijing's plans include achieving its goals by any means necessary. Esper was speaking at the Munich Security Conference. He emphasized the United States does not seek conflict with China, but he did voice concern over what he said were China's goals to modernize its military by 2035 and to dominate Asia militarily by 2049. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi dismissed Esper's comments, accusing him of, in his words, telling lies. This is VOA News. One day after meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Saturday a truce agreement between the United States and the Taliban looks very promising. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It looks very promising.
The proposal would see a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks, then the signing of a U.S.-Taliban peace deal. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the deal means taking some risk, but
a peace deal that would involve very soon afterward an inter-Afghan negotiation.
Esper spoke with Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on Friday and says he's on board.
He wants to be clearly a full partner in that and wants to lead on that and make sure that all Afghans come together, are well representative, and can come up with an agreement that would endure.
All Afghan peace talks would begin within 10 days of a deal, with a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces over 18 months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A bus carrying Ecuadorian football fans plunged into a ravine Saturday while heading home from a Copa Libertadores game in Peru, killing at least eight people. Authorities said the bus, which had left from Lima, fell 15 meters from a stretch of the Pan-American Highway in northern Peru. The impact of the fall ripped away its roof. Nearly 40 people were also injured in the crash. The bus was carrying supporters of a team called Barcelona de Guayaquil, which played the Peruvian side Sporting Cristal on Thursday in Lima. The United Nations says at least 31 civilians were killed in northwestern Yemen in retaliatory airstrikes from the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in the country. A statement from the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen said at least 31 people were killed and 12 injured in the strikes that hit Al-Ahjaza, that is, in Al-Jaf governorate. The airstrikes came one day after a Saudi jet fighter crashed with Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, claiming to have shot it down with an advanced ground-to-air missile. The deadly violence follows an upsurge in fighting in northern Yemen between the warring parties. It threatens to worsen the war-torn country's humanitarian crisis.
3, 2, 1.
A cargo ship rocketed toward the International Space Station on Saturday, carrying some special cargo, candy and cheese, to satisfy the astronauts' cravings. Northrop Grumman launched its Cygnus capsule from the Virginia seashore. The nearly 4-ton shipment should arrive at the orbiting lab by Tuesday. It was supposed to launch, that is, on Valentine's Day, but bad weather made it delayed until Saturday. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.